Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Business First Bank shares, also known by its ticker, BFST. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep in this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed in the years to come. Let's break it down with a quick overview, some recent developments, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis. Stick around, because I've got some insights that might just shape your next investment move. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Business First Bankshares is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily through its banking subsidiary. They're focused on serving small to medium-sized businesses, offering commercial banking services, loans, and deposit products. They sit in the financial services sector, specifically within the regional banking industry, which means they're not one of the big national giants, but a more localized player with a targeted customer base. With a decent market cap and a workforce that's been growing, they've carved out a niche in their region, but how do they stack up for investors like us? Let's take a look at what's been happening lately. On the performance front, Business First Bankshares has shown some mixed results recently. Over the past year, their stock performance has had its ups and downs compared to broader market trends, with shorter-term metrics like the 1-month and 3-month returns reflecting some volatility. However, when you zoom out to a 5-year view, you can see they've had periods of steady growth, which is encouraging for long-term holders. On the news side, there hasn't been a major headline-grabbing event, but the latest earnings call for Q3 2025 offers some juicy details. They reported solid financial results, with management sounding optimistic about their growth trajectory, acquisitions, and operational improvements. That's a good sign, but let's dig deeper into the numbers and the bigger picture to see if this optimism holds water. Now let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational, but we're going to cover a lot of ground, from financial metrics to industry positioning, all with a long-term investment lens. Ready? Let's start with the good stuff. Strengths: solid financial performance. Looking at their recent income statements, Business First Bankshares has been posting consistent revenue and net income figures. Their earnings per share, both basic and diluted, have held up nicely over the past few years, which tells me they're managing to generate value for shareholders even in a tricky economic environment. Strong margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the regional banking space. This suggests they're not just bringing in revenue, but also keeping a good chunk of it as profit, which is a green flag for operational efficiency. Positive cash flow. Free cash flow numbers from the cash flow statements are looking healthy, with a decent yield when you look at the enterprise value. This means they've got cash to reinvest or return to shareholders through dividends, which, by the way, they've been paying out at a reasonable yield. Management confidence. Straight from the Q3 2025 earnings call, the leadership team is highlighting operational improvements and successful integration of recent acquisitions. When management sounds this confident, it often signals they've got a clear roadmap, which can translate to stability for investors like us. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side compared to some peers in the industry. While they've got the cash flow to manage it for now, a high debt load can become a burden if interest rates climb or if economic conditions sour. It's something to keep an eye on. Volatility in short-term performance. As I mentioned earlier, their stock has seen some choppy performance in the shorter timeframes. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does suggest that market sentiment around the stock can swing, potentially driven by broader sector concerns rather than company-specific issues. Limited geographic reach. Being a regional bank, their revenue is heavily tied to specific markets. While this focus can be a strength, it also means they're more exposed to local economic downturns compared to national banks with diversified operations. Opportunities, growth through acquisitions. Management's emphasis on acquisitions in the latest earnings call is a big deal. If they can continue to integrate new assets effectively, this could expand their footprint and customer base, driving revenue growth over the long haul. For us as investors, that's a potential catalyst to watch. Industry tailwinds. The regional banking sector has been showing some positive performance trends over longer periods, like the past 5 years. If Business First Bankshares can ride this wave, especially with their strong margins, they could outperform broader market expectations. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at forward PE ratios, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to current levels, with room for upside if they hit analyst expectations. This could attract more investors as the market starts pricing in future growth. Operational improvements. Again, from the earnings call, they're doubling down on efficiency and tech upgrades. In an industry where digital banking is becoming table stakes, these moves could position them as a leader among regional players, especially if they translate to cost savings or better customer retention. Threats. Interest rate sensitivity. As a bank, their profitability is tied to interest rate movements. If rates rise too quickly, it could squeeze their margins or increase borrowing costs for their clients, potentially leading to higher loan defaults. It's a macro risk that's out of their control, but very real. Competitive pressure. The financial services sector is cutthroat, even at the regional level. Bigger banks with more resources or fintech disruptors could encroach on their market share, especially if Business First Bankshares doesn't keep pace with innovation. Economic downturn risk. With a high debt-to-equity ratio and a regional focus, any slowdown in their core markets could hit them harder than more diversified competitors. A recession or local economic hiccup could weigh on loan growth and asset quality. Regulatory challenges. Banking is a heavily regulated industry, and any changes in compliance requirements or unexpected oversight could increase costs or limit their ability to expand. It's not something they've flagged recently, but it's always a lurking threat in this space. So, where does this leave us? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Business First Bankshares has a lot going for it. Strong financials, decent margins, and a management team that's clearly focused on growth through acquisitions and operational tweaks. That said, the debt levels and regional concentration are real concerns, especially if the economic winds shift. For long-term investors, this stock could be a solid play if you believe in the regional banking story and their ability to execute on expansion plans. The forward valuation metrics suggest there's room to grow, but you've got to weigh that against macro risks like interest rates and competition. I'd say keep this one on your radar, especially if you're looking to diversify into financials with a more localized focus. Monitor their debt management and acquisition news closely. Those will likely be the key drivers in the medium term, while their long-term potential hinges on navigating broader economic challenges. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep the conversation going. Before you go, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Hit that subscribe button, and I'll catch you in the next one. Let's keep building wealth together.